from Los Angeles and Nashville. Get ready to go behind the scenes with
Entertainment Dudes.
What happens when you pair a director,
cut,
a voice actor,
in a world,
and some of the most interesting people in entertainment? You're about to find out.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Those doggies rolling, 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 rolling. Entertainment Dudes
keeps rolling.
Rolling.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna do the entire episode like this.
Please don't.
And I don't wanna do the entire episode like this.
Sounds good. Yes. I'm Jason Crossman, director.
I'm Cam Cornelius, voiceover dude.
We're excited you're here today for Entertainment Dudes.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, what are we talking about today?
We can't keep going on this way. What are we talking about today, Mr.
Today,
Gibson?
Today we're going to be talking about whatever we want to, actually. Today we don't have any guests. It's just going to be the two of us, and we're going to be talking about whatever we want to. No, we don't have any guests because for some reason people also want to hear what we talk about. So I guess, okay, fine, we'll talk about stuff.
Okay.
So I think one thing of particular interest to me has been the eclectic menagerie of thingamabobs that are behind you.
And what?
these things. I literally have, there's a helmet, there's a Vader and Ahsoka, there's this girl.
Right.
And my blue wall.
Yeah,
but you.
Yeah.
You are, this is what was fascinating to me. This machine behind you right here. So you said that this monitor is connected to a computer. Yes.
Yes.
This is just your calendar.
Yes, that's my calendar.
And you said it's connected to a Raspberry Pi.
Right. It's hooked into Google Calendar so that when I have something, it'll pop up there and warn me, like, okay, you got this, you got that going on. So.
But tell me, Raspberry Pi, tell me, because you were telling me about this.
It's a Raspberry Pi Zero that I have this hooked up to.
What is it? How much is this thing?
A little computer. The one I've got hooked up to this is a, it's got Wi-Fi, so it's a $10 computer.
$10?
Tiny little $10 computer. The monitor costs more than the computer. And I am running Linux on it and just running a little program to bring my calendar up. It also brings up the time, the weather, the upstairs and downstairs temperature in the house. It just kind of shows me all that. Pollen count, you know, all that fun stuff.
Remember the one time that you had your camera recording and your wife ran over a mailbox?
Yeah,
I remember. Are we not allowed to talk about that?
No. Here it is.
I like painful memories, don't you? So a Raspberry, you said, is $10. It's literally a $10 computer.
A Raspberry Pi. They have a $5 version. They have a $10 version. And then you get into, they've got the Zero. They've got the Raspberry Pi 3 series. They've got the 4 series. So you can go up to, like, you know, $75-$80.
No, okay. I looked on eBay for this guy, and there's like $150. And you told me, no, don't do this.
The chip shortage. There's a chip shortage going on right now. And so people are.
Is that in quotations or is that a real thing?
No, it's a real supply chain issue right now. So people are having problem getting silicon. And so people are hoarding and buying these Raspberry Pis and selling them for outrageous amounts on eBay because people are having a hard time getting some of them.
But you told me I can go to a different place, Micro Center.
Oh, Micro Center.
Microcenter.com.
Vilros.
I have not heard of Micro Center before.
Yeah, if you go to the Raspberry Pi, their main page, then they will show you all the authorized dealers.
Okay.
And so you can actually, there's
not
there's
the people that steal extra toilet paper and Raspberry Pis and sell them for exorbitant amounts eBay.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not fascinating to me. So, okay, so here it says, like, the Raspberry Pi, the little computer itself, it's just a chip. And so they have, like, a starter kit on here, like,
just circuit
board. I don't know, $15 bucks, Zero starter kit with the power adapter and a cable.
Yeah.
Now, you said you don't even need to buy that because you print your own cases.
Yeah, I print my own cases. So why buy a case when you can 3D print it? And the other cool thing about Raspberry Pis and microcontrollers is that in special effects in movies, they use a lot of that technology to either run like motion control, like ILM will use small computers like that for motion control or to control little lights and models. So
to control to on set, they'll use computers.
Yeah, on set, they'll use those computers. Yeah.
No way. You know, you with someone we got to get on the show. I've already talked to him once, and he's, I don't know if he's like, I don't like to be the guy that's in this. He runs all the lights like on Star Wars and all these shows, all those teeny little lights inside the ships and everything.
Right, right.
Sometimes like on the last one they did for Mandalorian, one of the scenes had 30,000 individual lights and each one of them is controlled.
Right.
Has switches, controllers that are all run into this board. It's phenomenal. So.
Yeah, and they'll use microcontrollers like the little the Raspberry Pi 2040, things like that, or Arduino. They'll use those for when they want to automate some lights flashing or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, they're great. They're little.
I do know for a fact in The Mandalorian, in one of the, if you know binary, some of the lights that are flashing inside of his cockpit are binary code that they've actually. I'll let them, someone, you know, I've got to figure out what that is, but we got to talk to him when he's on there because there's a lot of words, there's little Easter eggs in there. Yes. So if you do know binary and you want to look at those flashing lights in The Mandalorian, then you're going to find out that there is some code in there.
Ding, 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 ding. Most of this stuff then, since you're asking about all the stuff behind me, most of the stuff is 3D printed.
So what even got you into it? Like, I remember you said, I think I'm going to get a 3D printer. And then next thing you know, like all of a sudden your family is mouth. Did you 3D print this mouthwash behind you? Or what is that? Deodorant? No, what, is that what, hand cream?
This right here?
Wait, oh, hand cream. Yeah. Did you 3D print the hand cream?
No, this is dry mouth rinse. Whenever you get a little like dry mouth or anything like that, you just, you know, so it helps with mouth clicks
like that.
So when you're talking and
we just lost half of our podcast following instantly. That is not ASMR. That is like the exact opposite.
Taking this stuff.
Anti-ASMR.
I would not be able to because this gets rid of the and green apples.
And green apples, anyway, which we did learn. We learned that from Everett Oliver. Everett Oliver showed me. He helped me correct some of my smacking. He said, you need green apples. You need green apples. Get green apples. Yeah. That was a good show. That was a lot of fun. Okay, so tell me, what have we 3D printed so far in this space? And what kind of 3D printer do you even use? And we want to talk about what 3D printing is even doing, the things that they are using 3D printing for.
Well, let's start off with that. If you're any kind of fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you have already experienced CD printing. For instance, Hela's costume, those big horns, those are entirely 3D printed. They're printed in smaller pieces and then attached together. That is an additive manufacturing company that they got to make those horns.
Yeah.
Thor's hammer, completely 3D printed. Star-Lord's mask, even parts for the Iron Man suit are just like 3D printed.
So, that's crazy.
Rather than sending them out somewhere or whatever, and it used to take, you know, months or weeks and, you know, making molds and all this stuff, you just design it in a computer now. And then that's your mold, and you print it directly out.
I was working recently. I worked not that too long ago with Fonco. Fon has got a company where they do all the puppetry and stuff, like he did for Nightmare Before Christmas. He did that. So it was for a Caterpillar commercial, and they were creating this monster that comes out of the sand. He's made of sand, and they wanted to create a puppet for it. And the first thing that they did to generate the puppet was 3D printed the puppet. And it took days. And one time it crashed. It was like $100 worth of material to print this massive puppet. And if it takes like 3 days to do it, and then if it crashes in the middle of it, it's done. Like it's like, so they're sitting there watching it like, you know, let it, please don't let this crash. But it didn't crash. It got printed out. And then they ended up using that to make the mold, the silicone mold that they used on the set. And so, 3D printing is getting used in everything.
You have FDM printing, which uses a little filament, a string filament of plastic. And then you have resin printing, which actually is a liquid vat of resin. And then it will cure one layer at a time being exposed to light. So there's two. That is it's a higher resolution kind of print, but they're also
Is that the kind that you have to sand afterward, or there's no sanding? It's just normal, like
It depends on what you're going for. You know, I mean, finishing the print. You don't always have to sand a print. Sometimes you do. And yeah. You know, it's just the end use of it. You were speaking about, you know, printing out something for CGI. And in some of the Jurassic Park movies, they did that. They printed dinosaur skeletons, and then they actually animated over the dinosaur skeletons. So
wait, for the old Jurassic Park?
Some of the newer ones. Yeah.
Sorry.
you're like, the cat wants some love.
When the cat wants, we have the rule, what cat wants in our house, the cat gets. I don't like this rule.
And just like that, the cat left you and doesn't even like you anymore.
No. And right? my goal is always to try to get them to swim in our pool, but Ray doesn't.
Gosh,
Ray doesn't like that. Right, she disapproves.
Right in the middle.
I did throw our mattress into the pool one time. Gosh. Well, only because I came back and the cat had wet the mattress. And so I was upset. And I just wanted it out of the house. And it bounced off of the top of the trees and slid over the fence into the pool. And
so the cat peed in the pool by proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not one of my finer moments. Well, right. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, but, you know.
So was that the orange tree that it came off of? Or the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so orange scented and wet.
Cat pee on your oranges, too. So, yuck.
No. Yuck.
So, let me see here. 3D printing. Let's not get off track as we tend to normally do. in the Skyfall movies, they 3D printed a bunch of the DB5s because
the cars,
you know, yeah, the cars, because, you know, smaller scale, but they look like the real thing and it's way less expensive than
to blow one of those up.
Right. Exactly. So,
I blow up a bunch of my real DB5s. It's a fortune. So,
but what I have basically is if you look at 3D printers and you look at an Ender 3, I have an Ender 3 clone. It's called a foldable S1. But
foldable S1. And you printed all of these with it.
Yeah, like
show me. Whoop whoop like whoop.
This headphone mount.
Why?
So.
You know, okay. Why did you pick?
I'm not gonna. Well, here, hold on.
Okay, let's demonstrate this.
It's like, you know, like a headphone mount.
Nice.
So, I did that, and not wanting to feel left out, we also made a Donald.
Yes, of course, because why not? Yes, do you have two pairs of headphones?
Oh God, I got like 10 pairs of headphones. I'm a voice guy. What do you?
You got to have extra headphones.
And then some of these things have already been introduced, you know.
Oh, we met him on the last one.
Yes.
How many pieces is this?
Very angry.
Do you glue it? Do you paint it, or it comes out that color?
No. There's here. Let me show you. This is a little swatch card of all my different filament colors, and so you can just print parts out in different colors.
How do you just? Is this what you use to order it?
Most of these are rigid, but then there's some filaments in here like TPU that you can bend.
Ah,
so get this. The prop departments and so forth, they can actually even print out. See that?
A shoe.
It's a shoe. It's a wearable.
Did you print?
Yeah, I printed this out. It's a wearable.
Can you put it closer to the camera?
Yeah.
See? Look at the texture. You don't even have to sand this thing.
No. This is just a, you know.
How did it do the little crooks. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's all in a digital file called an STL file.
And now, why did you digitally print a lady's shoe?
This is because on my particular printer, this happens to be the largest size shoe I can print is also the size of my wife's foot.
Ah, perfect.
So there we go. And this is a little like, it almost feels like a croc, you know, the thing. But it's just a, you know.
He can actually, how much does it cost to print this?
Well, that's another interesting thing because the filament spools can be anywhere from $5 to, you know, $40, $50 for a kilogram. So I try to find, you know, good deals on the filament. You know,
who's selling them right now? Like, what's the best place to buy filaments? Like, where are you getting yours?
You know, these are all pretty much all different brands. I try out all kinds of different brands and usually try the cheapest Not all of them are great. This one is like a perfect Iron Man color right here. It's got little sparkles in it. And well,
wait, here. What did you make with this? An Iron Man, of course.
Yeah, an Iron
what,
Man.
Wait, of course. What is this?
This is three filaments.
What
this
is it?
This is a blue. This is a gold.
Uh huh.
Yeah. This was also a headphone stand, but it was kind of small. You know, I could scale it up, but I then printed the duck headphone stand, so I just decided to just keep this as a little, you know, thing in my office, little Iron Man thing. So
you printed a Fred Flintstone back there.
Oh yeah, Bonnie. Yeah. This one is, and yeah, they even make flesh colored, you know, cartoon. That's amazing. Flesh.
Well, what does this cost to do this one? Like, what is it, like $100? Is it like $10?
No. This is probably $10 worth of filament right here.
$10. That's crazy. Yeah, so, look at it. And you can literally print anything. Where do you get your designs? Like, where do you go for that?
Well, some things I make, other things I find on Thingiverse or, there's designs all over the place. I mean, if you've got a problem, somebody has come up with a solution for it. So
it's, I know they're printing stuff. I saw that they sent up a 3D printer on the International Space Station too, so that anybody that's down here, if they have a problem up the ship, they can send up a design. Yep. The 3D printer makes it. That like would save the problem of Apollo 13's problem if they'd had that back then.
I know, and I've done that too. I just don't have it up here right now. But
do you think we could send a something up to the International Space Station just to have them randomly start printing weird things?
Actually, they do let students do that. And
we need to figure this one out.
Yes. But I've printed out a wrench before,
and a usable wrench.
Yeah, you can print it right out on the bed.
Can't have much torque on it.
It will work. You can, you know, adjustable wrench. So very easy. And then.
Did you seriously?
I 3D printed this. This is a cool
dude,
little.
Dude, thanks a lot.
Yep. It's a fun little
That
guy.
Actually looks really good. Like, I'm surprised at the detail.
You see that? But you see how movies can use this?
Yeah.
And
then just blow it up.
Make models. You can make radio controlled models. You can, you know, there's a little de Havilland.
You've made this one too?
Yeah.
You got a little happy on this, Fred.
Printed it in silver.
Nice.
And then, you know, you can do model railroads. You can do any kind of thing. You know, this whole thing's printed.
That's incredible. It's literally like having your own toy store right there. Like,
yeah, you can do anything you want on it. The flexible filament. You can even do this. You know, print out your own phone case.
Does this one fit?
Yeah, this fits. This is and it's actually, show you here, it's actually two pieces. There's the rigid section right here, and there's the flexible section.
All right, how much did you print this for?
This was probably about, you know, maybe $1 worth of filament.
Oh my gosh, and they charge you $60 for a case.
Yeah, and then the other cool thing, I don't know if you've seen this, these are little cheap stick-on lights you can put into your car, and they will shine like a logo. See, that's a little Ford logo. Shine a logo on the ground.
That's cool. Yeah. Did you install that, one of those?
Yeah, I got to thinking about that, and I was thinking, okay, what in the industry also is like a light and it can shine like an image? There's a little teeny thing in here, like a what we would call in the industry a cookie or a gobo, with the little Ford logo on it. And you can make anything you want on a printer. And here, see,
you can change it out
right here. There's the little logo. So
that's crazy.
You can change it out. So I thought, man, what, lights that we call, Source 4s or Leicos actually do this in our industry.
Yep.
And so I took the internals of this and ended up printing this right here. So hold on,
you printed a baby Leico?
Yes, let me plug this in. There we go, yes. So this will actually accept those little
cookies. Please no, show me this in a little more detail.
So look at that. There's that.
That's crazy. And how do you install it? It doesn't, I mean, you have to install it afterwards.
This is a little bright. Maybe I ought to put a little
ND
filter on it.
Serious?
There we go.
Okay, this is awesome.
So this is where it kind of gets fun. I took the
internals out of this. Did you make a stand? You can print a stand for it.
You can. And this is just a little, like, right here. This hooks up to, like, little scaffolding and stuff. Wait, you know what? Safety first.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. Yeah. We gotta zip line.
Yes,
in case it falls off the scaffolding, we gotta install this. So
yeah, because that could really kill someone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So and you know, you just I've decided to print a lot of these and maybe make a little stage. I know it's nerdy, but
very nerdy, but nerdy in an enjoyable nerdy way.
Elroy Jetson.
Yeah, and a stand.
Yeah, the little stand. So, yeah, he comes.
Off how long the does stand. It take to print it? Like, how long would it take to print Elroy?
That's the thing. The process is not always fast. Some of these prints, like Fred back there, you know, he took several days to actually get printed in all the different colors.
Really?
So there are some things like each swatch right here. Whenever I get a new filament, I just print out a swatch so that I can see how it prints and have an
what
example
it is.
Of it. And
that's really
later,
clever.
When I'm looking to print something, I just refer to this.
So I'll know what you want.
Grab the spool. It's like, oh, I want this color. Because this color is, you know, we were talking
bendy.
About Raspberry Pis. This is more of a Raspberry Pi red, where this is more of the Iron Man red.
Right.
So, and, you know, you got the green, the military green. This blue has a little bit of a sheen to it, and they're different materials too. For instance, this material is called PLA. This would completely and totally melt in the summer inside of a car.
That would.
This would. However,
I'd hate to find that out. I'd hate to find that out the wrong way.
This is more resilient. This is called PETG, so it has a higher takes a higher temperature to actually melt. So,
okay.
So
they important to know if you're planning on keeping it outside in
property.
Your car.
And then, you know, you print rocket ships for.
I bet you can print buttons and things for your car too, like car part. Like, you know, when you're like, if your window thing snaps off, you just print another one.
Well, I did that for the back of my car. I had one of the knobs that open and close the door in the car.
Yeah.
It broke, and I 3D printed a new one. So instead of paying $30 for an OEM part, you just print, you know, you get the design of the original.
Yeah.
And then it'll print the threads and everything.
Dude, so I've been fixing my Beamer. Right I have a Beamer, and so there's so many parts in there that are plastic. So many of the parts, so many of the connectors, so many of the pieces. Now, if you use the stuff that melts in your engine compartment, that wouldn't be very good.
You need to use ABS or PETG or something like that with a little more heat resistance. And Nissan has actually done this now for to support some of their older vehicles that they no longer manufacture parts for. They have the digital files in there, and then when somebody who has an older Nissan needs a part, they can print it out on demand and send it to their customer.
That's incredible. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, they're also, I found out, I've done some reading anyway, but they've done a lot of... they're not just printing plastic. There's like printing food. I've been watching this one. Yes. This is Bugs. When did you do Bugs?
Yeah. There's Bugs. So I haven't
finally
finished
took
him
a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
I haven't finished him up yet. He comes out of a little hole in the ground. So, but I don't have any brown filament currently. I could paint some filament, but
time.
You know, so here he is until. Until that, and then he's, of course, sticking his finger into Elmer Fudd's weapon, which I have not printed.
I'm glad you added that, the rest of that sentence.
The word weapon is very important.
Yes.
So,
So I saw that they're printing the meat. So they literally are taking, like, real... cells from an animal and then creating lab meat and then they're like, we're gonna printing the meat. I'm like, I don't know if I would eat Why? It looks pretty real. Well, because I guess they want to be able to do it. You don't have to kill the animal, so you can print the meat.
Lab meat seems so gross. Why don't you just not eat meat and go with somebody like, you know, Impossible or Beyond?
Well, there's a guy he's from, I don't know, he's like Brazilian or something, uh-huh. but he's printing meat, a meat substitute. It's plant-based, but he's uh-huh. working with this guy who's, he's like a genius on, I mean, he's like a connoisseur of meats, aged meats, all kinds of meats, and he's working to perfect this flavor, but it prints. And it usually takes about 45 minutes, and it's like, it does the texture. So they're doing like a digital maps of the food, and then they figure out what layers and the sinews and all this stuff, and then it layers the prints, and it changes the types of the food that's in it based upon what they want it to look like. And then from the print, they take it and grill it, and they saute it, they do all the dressings on it to try to get the flavor just right. I was like, it's printed.
Everything will be 3D printed on a movie set now. Craft services, they'll 3D print the food.
Yeah, easy.
The props will be 3D printed.
I want to see them try to 3D print popcorn. That would be
here's the other thing. Like even if you own a small production company, I don't have it on me, but you know, you can print tripod plates and things of this nature.
Oh, now you know, that would be helpful. Or those little, what you need to print is the screw that you're always losing on the tripod.
I actually have a whole quarter 20 library where I can.
Do they have ones that can print metal?
Yes, there's a couple different ways to do that. There are some high end, high dollar metal 3D printers that cost a lot, but there's another way to do it. They have some plastic filament filled with metal.
Like and aluminum or tin or whatever, just, I guess. Just
several different kinds of metal.
Okay.
And copper, aluminum, whatever. And you go in there, you print your item. You have to figure out how much it will shrink when you actually heat it because you sinter it. And it burns off the plastic and the metal melts together and you have a solid metal part. So you can do that now. Those filaments are like, you know, $50 to $100 a kilogram. Because of the metal content. But yeah, you can actually make a metal part. It comes out and it's smaller than what you printed, but it's a solid metal piece.
That's so great. Well, that'd be interesting to try to do it. Something like a screw where you need it to be an exact size.
Yeah.
How would you do something like that?
And that's where you have to know like how much the material will shrink.
Yeah, how and much
then,
it
loses. Yeah, and then you can, you know,
print that's it out. Math.
But I have actually printed out it's out of PETG and ABS. Some of these filaments are pretty strong. So I've printed out a tripod screw before, like a tripod plate screw. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's probably the number one thing that most film companies would print would be the tripod screw plate screws.
You can print those out. And as long as you're not, you know, if you're running a DSLR or a mirrorless camera or something small, it should be fine. But if you're running, you know, one of those huge cameras, I'm mm-hmm. not sure I would trust like an entire RED camera or a Panavision on it.
I'd hate to be the guy. I'd hate to be the guy that printed the piece because he couldn't find the screw, and in the middle of the shoot, the camera just fell. Well, I 3D printed this plastic screw.
But the
you Bogan, idiot
Bogan Manfrotto tripod plates, man. Yeah, you can print those out and very easy.
I wonder if you could print the whole entire tripod.
You probably could. It would take a while, and you need a bigger printer. This is the other interesting thing is for
the 3D printing houses too.
Yeah, yeah.
Entire house 3D printed.
Everything. House. Elon Musk has a little 3D printed house. So
does he really?
One of the interesting things is some tools that I have. And you can equate this to, you know, tools, electric tools being used for crafting things on sets or, building sets, things like that, was a Black & Decker. And this is an old 18-volt battery from a Black & Decker that I had. Well, these batteries, they hardly sell anymore. When they do, they're way expensive. And
yeah, like $500, $200, some of them.
They're NiCat. The technology's old in them. So, there are some other tools that use, you know, new 18-volt nickel metal hydride batteries and some of those things. So what I did is I took an old battery that was dead. Then I printed an adapter for the new battery, which you can get for, you know, $20, and it's way more powerful. It's still 18 volts, but it's way more powerful. And then I just stick that in there. And so this
and then
is
an that
adapter.
Goes to your old.
This is an adapter for the Black & Decker tools. Yeah, that uses a Ryobi battery. And this is kind of a look at the inside of that 3D print. And in here, you can see I got little inserts. You can order these in bulk. Like I got like 100 for $8.
Yeah.
And you're
going to use 100 of them?
No. But, you know, I'll have them in my toolkit. And then you solder the connection to it. And there you go. Ryobi battery adapter. So
amazing.
The uses are endless.
It's really your imagination. Whatever you can imagine, you can create.
That's right.
That's like here at Entertainment Dudes. Whatever you imagine, you can create.
Whatever you imagine. That needs to be a bumper sticker.
That does need to be a bumper sticker.
And
we'll
make a shirt and it like whatever goes into the merch store.
You can create. Let's do it.
Merch.entertainmentdudes.com.
Speaking of merch, yes. If you guys have already been following Entertainment Dudes and you've already been getting excited, thank you to those of you who started following us on LinkedIn. You've reached out to a couple other places. Thank you for your reviews. Those are always helpful. Thank you for listening to the show. We have a lot of exciting guests that are coming up. We wanted to give people a break during the Christmas season to spend time with their families and New Year's. And so we're looking forward to some really exciting new interviews coming up. We have some producers. Mm-hmm. We have some actors. We have some commercial creators who've been doing commercials for a long time. So I think it's going to be really exciting. You're going to stay tuned. If you want to know more about 3D printing, where's a good resources that you can go to get started in some 3D printing?
I tell you what, some places that I went, if you go to YouTube and look up some channels like Teaching Tech, a great one, 3D Printing Nerd, Maker's Muse, Stefan at CNC Kitchen. All those guys are going to teach you a ton about 3D printing and what you can use it for. So amazing stuff. And if you want to look up 3D printing in the world of TV and video, just search Marvel or Marvel Cinematic Universe 3D printing or Hollywood 3D printing or, you know, those kinds of terms. And you'll come up with a whole bunch of articles on how it's being used in today's entertainment industry. Oh, one more thing here. So this is mounted on a little Rycote mount. Well, it was becoming the plastic was getting a little fatigued and I needed to add a couple more of these things. So the white and the red one are 3D printed.
Are 3D printed.
Yes. 3D printed. And
I'm always amazed at the stuff that you tech crap you come up with. It's, you should see his car. His car is literally like, it looks like the inside of a cockpit from a jet. There's so many buttons. I mean, it does everything. I was like, I didn't even know cars could do the stuff that you made your cars do. It's mind blowing. Do you still have the converted cop cars? Are you on SUVs now, or what do you do?
I have an SUV. We were actually just on the set of a Jesse Murph video, and the SUV will be in that video as well as a police car.
As a police, yes. Are you going to be in the video too?
Yes. A little bit, but you okay. know, not like, you know,
we get a
this is a Jesse Murph video. It's not a Cam video. So
yeah, true. And if you got on there, then it'd just be, oh my gosh, it's Cam. It's all Cam. Yeah.
You know, we got to give Jesse Murph a chance.
Yeah. So. You got to do that. Yeah. Well, we're like really excited. You joined us for another entertainment. Oh, if you guys, we'd love to know what you have been 3D printed, anything cool that you 3D printed, text us below, send us a link to it. And if it's cool enough, maybe we put it on our Instagram and we can feature something that you 3D printed that you're really proud of.
Anything that's helped you in entertainment or, in your job or even something that you just, you know, like.
Yes.
Like these kinds of things. So just fun.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
Something fun. I want to learn more about this computer. I want this thing on my wall, whatever you got going on.
Raspberry Pi. This is the Raspberry Pi 0W.
Yes, and this is not sponsored by Raspberry. This just happens to be something you legit have in your...
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You know what? We got to go next episode. We got to go down to your garage and see the entire laboratory you built.
I don't know about that. But everything in there is pretty much 3D printed too. Like my entire wall with the pegboard.
You know,
I just print 3D pegboard adapters for my tools that specifically fit my tools. So, you know.
I gotta at least try to 3D print something. I haven't even started.
Like the helmet behind you. Plenty of people 3D print those helmets.
Yeah, this guy. Yes. I don't remember the name of this. But he does this helmet. They 3D print the parts, and then he does all the sanding, the buffing, the painting, mm-hmm. the weathering, all that stuff. But yeah, a lot of the pieces are 3D printed. A lot of cosplay parts are 3D printed.
Yeah,
and huge. And
couple of the most popular things being printed right now actually are Squid Game masks and Mando helmets.
Are you serious? Yes, like the top two. I didn't ever think there'd be trending 3D print trending.
Yep. Those are two of the most popular like wearable items that are being 3D printed right now. So,
yes.
And the cool thing is like, you know, a dad, when you're, you know, getting your son into, Star Wars and so forth, you can actually scale down and scale up so you can get your kid a little Mando helmet that will fit them. You know,
exactly, so fit their cool. head.
Yes. So it's awesome. Everything can be scaled up and down, you know, to infinite sizes. So it's a really cool technology.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode of Entertainment Dudes. We're excited that you joined us and look forward to seeing you on the next episode. The fantastic Entertainment Dudes. Woo. I am Jason Crossman, Entertainment Dude, Director.
Cam Cornelius.
I have this just in case Cam forgets. Okay.
I'm Cam Cornelius. This does not say director. This is from a wonderful ad agency I work with a lot of times, Sullivan Branding. So, you know.
Shout out
to Sullivan Branding. So,
woo! Next time on Entertainment Dudes.
Bye.